To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Atlanta! If we're honest with ourselves, they quit. They quit on us. It is Dukes and Vale, guys. I did see some blue sky today, so it's not all bad. I mean, man, this weather's got me down. It's been like living in Seattle, man. Abe Gordon is in for Carl today. Carl's vacation continues. Parts unknown. We like to start every hour of every show with a big hearty, hey, man. Shout out to Paula, who's listening today, and we saw her in the suite. I was in the suite, which is like putting a silk hat on a pig to put me in the 92.9 The Game suite. Have you ever enjoyed a game from the comfy confines of the suite?
Not at the Benz. No,
I have not. Day-Day, how about you? Have you been in the suite? Nope. And Oren, nor have you? No.
I have not.
No, and I'm not a suite person. I mean, I am a suite person, but I'm not a S-U-I-T-E. S-U-I-I, you get the idea. Not my thing. But thanks to the management, because we had some clients in there, they wanted me to hang in there. And Becky's like, sure. So I gave my tickets away on Saturday, and I was trying to get a rando. And finally, we found a guy that was a kid, had never been, the Gillespies, and met John and his son, great-looking kid, Brooks. And, of course, Murphy's Law, my seats are front row in the 300 level. I went to visit with the maid before the game. And when you know the little man is scared of heights, I'm like, well, just stay in the seat then.
There's thin staircases, yes, and they're steep, yeah, on the way down.
But
that's
anyway,
all.
But that was nice visiting with them. Saw a ton of fans, folks who haven't quit on the Falcons, who still went. And like most 1 o'clock starts, Abe, it was a late arriving crowd, and eventually it did fill in. Didn't look all that bad on TV when I saw the stuff when I had part of my job. Talk about hazard pay. I'm going to rewatch that game, Abe. We're in this game 6-6 at halftime, and then the wheels fell off.
It was bad, and the frustrating thing, Mike, is that they fell off with the one thing that has plagued, I mean, there's been more than one thing that's plagued this team all year, but one of the largest reasons that fans are frustrated, the special teams give up another one, and it's a kickoff return followed by a turnover followed by 17 points makes it 31-3. You're outscored in the second half, and the game's done, and so are the fans.
Yep, special teams, and look, we asked Coach about it. I got to be honest with you guys. If Arthur Blank doesn't move on from this regime, and that means general manager and coach, I don't think you split the difference. I think everybody goes at the end of the season. It's a pain in the arse. We know it. We've lived it as Falcon fans. We've been through this countless times. But you've got to. I mean, when the team quits, and I said this, we did our pre-show, guys. It's called Behind the Curtain. You can catch it on YouTube and Twitch. Abe was on today, and for Carl, along with Day-Day and Oren. We don't, and I know that other guys do, and there's guys, you know, for a living, I'm the coach killer, you know, that crap you hear on talk radio. Those guys quit. I'd never say that, because these guys are professionals. We have a lot of great relationships with guys and former players of all sports who live in this town. And to say a professional athlete's quit, you're basically, you're challenging his pride, his manhood, and that doesn't happen, because these guys have to put, even if they're not playing here next year, if they got to put stuff on tape, and you can't, and it'll show. And other teams will know, and you'll see it. So I don't throw it around. We don't use that phrase. Carl doesn't either. But to me, it looked like we quit. I mean, I went back and I watched that tape. The effort was listless. And it all started, I think, in the second half when the special teams, guys just kind of rolling their eyes on the sideline. We've all been there. You work for a company. There's a guy, there's a part of the company that doesn't work, and everybody knows it, but it never gets fixed. And everyone just rolls their eyes. And in the meetings, they go, oh, no, we're fine. Everybody knows. That guy's got to go. That department is a mess. And that special team's on the Falcons. And it never gets fixed. And if I'm Arthur Blank, What do you do? Again, he's never going to talk, apparently, because if you're not talking after this one, we're not going to hear you until the season's over.
No, I don't think he's going to speak until a change is made, and I do think a change has to be made, and we've talked about this, and I just, real quick, I want to get back into, I want to give you a quote from Divine Diablo in postgame yesterday, because it kind of leads into what you're saying and ultimately why change needs to happen. Divine Diablo yesterday, this is a quote on quickly returning to the field after a turnover. Quote, honestly, we just all got to get on the same page. I go out there trying to defend every blade of grass. That's just how I play. You got to want it as a team. That's all I can say. That's him feeling that not everyone is doing what he's doing out there
and
right now.
I know that nowadays some folks can't read between the lines like we used to back in the day. That's exactly what Abe just said. You're subtly saying other guys are not bringing the same degree of focus and energy that you are.
The frustrating thing, a couple things, right? Because it happened in game. Because this is not a discussion we're having in the first half. You're 6'6". Yes, the special teams blew a field goal. It got blocked. It was 50 yards. Who knows if it was going in anyways. But you're in this game. Something at halftime and into the third quarter is when this team was completely lost. And when you talk about that, and it's a very fine discussion, it's the first time that I think you're really having it, right? I think you have been able to look at this team, even through the previous bad games, and there have been some bad ones, Mike, you know it. But we have not really had the argument saying the players don't look like they're trying. They don't look like they're giving it their all.
No.
The comments, the lines from them, the lines from guys who are, and gals who are representing the team in the media have always been, Raheem's still got these guys. The energy's high. The attitude's high. They're feeling good. The performance is not where it needs to be, blah, 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 blah. That's not what it sounded like post-game yesterday.
In the locker room, we found out that he's basically saying, look, we're going to Tampa. We're playing Thursday in Tampa Bay. We're going to win. You guys want to be, it's basically the old speech we get. I mean, a lot of bosses have used this. You want to be in the boat? You're outside the boat. I mean, you're going to chop that wood, whatever stupid metaphor coaches use to get guys fired up. It's off the rails. We had a 1% chance for the playoffs, and now it's a 0% chance.
I don't understand the 1%. Well, again, you know what I mean?
Like, well, the stars would have to align. You need an act of God. You know, a couple of teams, I hate to say this, but a couple of teams' buses would have to get into some accidents.
Yeah, something.
But anyway, it's just this thing for me, and I'm not the only guy that feels this way. Look, we're on the flagship for the Falcons. We keep it more real than any other flagship station in freaking America. You think I'm lying? Go tune. If you go to Green Bay or go to Chicago, hear how they're sounding. You know, we keep it real. We always keep it 100
here. Teams have winning records.
Yeah, I know. But again, we keep it real here.
I know what you mean.
We don't screw around. I told the coach if he played for me, he wouldn't have a job last week. Not a lot of guys do that around the country. Okay? I'm a season ticket holder. I'm done. I'm not going to any more games. I'm out. And I hate that. And I live for football season. It's my favorite time of the year. I love having season tickets. But this is 8 years of BS. 8 years of garbage. And I got into it with Steak last week. Arthur Blank, and I know we got to make this preamble, Abe, so bear with me for a second. We all know Arthur's resume. He is a wonderful person. I've cherished some of the times. It makes me feel like a rock star when Arthur pulls me out of a crowd or something to talk to me when we're at an Atlanta United event or somewhere with a charity thing and he's talking to me. My wife always gets a kick out of it. He's a great guy. And we know his commitment to the community and the things that he's done. From historically black college and universities to hurricane relief this year in Jamaica to what he did with children's health, everything. He's not a good, he might have been a good owner at one point. He's just as bad as the Smith family is. He's just as bad as Rankin Smith. What's different? We're now tied with the Smith family for 8 years. 8 years of garbage. 8 years of not, and the NFL is set up, Abe, for you to not have an 8-year drought. You know it as well as I. The NFL is set up for parity. We've seen it in this division. Teams have gone from worst to first. We are spinning our wheels. And I'm done with it. I can't go back. So I'm going to put my tickets up on, you know, Ticketmaster or StubHub. I'll make some money for the Rams game if I'm lucky. Somebody will be in a Saints jersey in my seats. And that sickens me. But I literally couldn't give away my tickets this last week. I posted something on Twitter, and I couldn't give the tickets away, Day-Day. I couldn't.
Well, a couple of things. And in regards to Mr. Blank, it's not personal. To your point, it's not personal.
You can be an altruist, and you can be a bad owner.
As a fan, we are frustrated. And I'm not speaking for everyone. You're speaking for yourself as right. your fandom. I'm speaking for myself as my fandom. I don't have season tickets. I just generally I prefer watching the games at home. That's just a personal decision. But I will say this. And again, when it comes to Mr. Blank and when it comes to Raheem, I've been very open about this. I love Raheem Morris. But he's not doing the job that needs to be done as a head coach.
Because it was a stupid hire, Abe. It was an uncompelling hire. You don't bring back a guy who doesn't have a winning record who showed you. His audition was 2020. I've debated this with Carl. Carl, well, it's a bad team. So what? Show that you can turn things around. He couldn't do it then, and he can't do it now. You were gifted a you had a 6-3 season last year. Unprecedented that you blew that. And now this year, it's the reversal of it.
The problem is where you're at right now. And this is the part that I think Arthur Blank has to really dial in on and focus on. Where you're at right now, if Raheem Morris is the coach heading into week one next year, I think you're going to have a lot of fans right there. I have called people out, not you specifically, but just fans in general right. who have sat here and said, if they do this, if they do that, I'm not going anymore. I said, nonsense, you're still going to be there. If Raheem Morris is head coach next year, I think fans legitimately will say, you know what? I don't think I'm going to be there anymore. And I will believe them. I actually think for the first time in this franchise's history, something like that will impact fans at the start of a season enough to where they're not even invested or interested in going.
Well, the thing is, Abe, and this goes back day-to-day, and I've had this conversation off the air. When you had the Georgia Dome and you had that great vibe, yeah, I mean, it was old and we knew we were going to get a new stadium and Arthur went for the bells and whistles. We got everything. It's one of the elite stadiums in the world. When people come here for like, remember when Newcastle played Chelsea? British fans going, this place is unbelievable. I mean, it stacks up with any place anywhere in the planet. And we appreciate that. And we're going to have World Cup. That's Arthur's legacy. And that's great. But when you took, remember, Arthur, you know, he bought in the $10 tickets when he bought the team to get everybody involved.
I had those.
And the 300 level, it was brilliant. And Mike Vick comes along, and it was an amazing time. But now, and I think in my heart of hearts, they just hired the wrong people. They hired the same people that did the personal seat license for Dallas and overpriced it in San Francisco. San Francisco had one of the highest rates of failure on the PSLs where people just gave up. So you price the working man out of the seats. You lose all the home and field advantage, all the people that still live and die for this team. And here's the thing. Here's the rub. I can't sell my PSL and recoup my investment. It's like a car that you drive off the lot. It immediately depreciates. The only way the personal seat license appreciates in value is by the team's success. And when you don't make the playoffs for 8 years, guess what? I lose $1,400 on my PSL from what I paid for this where I sit now. I can't recoup that. So all I can do is sell my tickets on the secondary market like everyone else does. And I've fought that thought and I've fought that for years. But I'm done with it. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's not a boycott. It's just I'm frustrated. I'm over this team. And when you start looking like you looked on Sunday, I'm not going to. Why am I going to drive up from where I live, sit in the traffic, which Atlanta Police Department has never figured out? You can never get to the stadium in a timely fashion. Sit there by Centennial Park for a freaking hour. Take you 20 minutes to get from the Ferris wheel to Marietta Street. Okay? Come down North Side. It's no better. I mean, you've literally put the stadium in the stupidest part of the freaking city. And that never ends. And that's just another part of the aggravation. Before I even get to the stadium. I'm done.
I'd take MARTA. I can't sit in that traffic either. My only hope, Mike, is that there was change made for Atlanta United after 1 year of this sort of abysmal performance that they had this year, and Arthur Blank made a statement that it's not good enough and we're going to address it. Well, guess what? For the Falcons, it's not good enough. Address it.
I said to myself, I wasn't going to get upset today. It's too late. Hey, man, this hour of the show is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let the Wise Guys dudes lights. It's Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Again, guys, Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let them put up the Christmas lights. Day-Day is already shaking his head at me, and we're only 16 minutes into the show. Want to hear from you. 404-726-0929. I mean, how much lower? What's the song? How low can you go? I don't think you get any lower than this.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Hour number one. It's brought to you by our buddies at Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys Lights brighten your holidays this year. Abe is in for Carl today. We got plenty more to talk about. Well, obviously, we started with the Falcons because that's about, as we said, as low as it gets, where you're really wondering about the effort from your guys who, as we said, even last year and the year before. You know, we talked about with Arthur Smith, some guys felt like, oh, is he losing? No, they never lost the locker room. But there is that sort of fear, Abe, that guys have tuned it out and the message becomes stale. It happens. Hey, if you're a youth sports coach, right, good luck trying to keep that message fresh with kids. Now, adults are professionals. It should be a little bit different. But it happens. It's human nature.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think, obviously, it has to reach a different point when you're an adult and you're professional and this is your paid gig, your job. But at the end of the day, I don't even know if it's this idea that the players are tuning him out. I think it's the idea, and Squid and Mike in the morning kind of were on this as well, and obviously they hit the mics first, so they had the first opportunity today to bring this up. I don't know what else Raheem feels he can try. I just think he's tried everything. Now, some would probably say, have he tried firing the offensive coordinator? Has he tried firing the special teams coach? I get that. That's a different discussion, and one I don't necessarily disagree with.
Right.
But in terms of addressing the team, in terms of reaching the team, in terms of this team being together, Mike, how do you stay together if you're the offense doing as best you can? If you're the defense fighting to keep your team at a level playing field through the first 30 minutes and the one unit that you already know you can't trust does that.
Right.
Right, because I think the offense and defense were together until that, and then the offense and defense fall apart because the turnover comes, and then it's a mess.
It just takes all the wind out of your sails. Look, and Bijan, as we said, guys, the last guy in this Falcons team I'm ever going to criticize would be Drake London, who unfortunately has been banged up because we know he plays with pain. Offensive line's been banged up all year. Those guys like Lindstrom and Jake are playing with pain. Bijan is the guy that stirs the drink. He's that guy. Unfortunately, it's like the worst possible scenario. The 100, you know, you get the kick return for the touchdown. Then Bijan puts it on the rug. And if we're honest, it's a perfect punch out by the defense. And, I mean, Bijan doesn't have a fumbling problem. Just it is what it is. It was like the cherry on top when everything else seems to go south. One of your best players has a terrible mistake.
I mentioned this to you on the pre-show and behind the curtain. And it's just like A.J. Terrell is allowed to give up a touchdown to the league's number one receiver. Right? Like, I'm not going to get mad at the first touchdown in a calendar year. Bijan Robinson, it's not great, but like he's allowed to fumble here and there. And that may be some sort of crazy take. I'm not going to get that upset at what Bijan has done for this team this year that he loses his second fumble of the year in the red zone.
Right.
It's not great. There's no denying it's not great. But I'm not going to throw all this anger at him when so much has gone wrong elsewhere. You kick the ball out of bounds right after you try and cut the deficit. And right. You put them at the 40, and it rolls on from there. It's just one unit. There's three units. One unit is doing absolutely nothing to help this team. The offensive unit is doing what they can, but they're limited, obviously. Injuries along the offensive line, an injury at the quarterback, an injury at receiver. They're doing what they can. And the defense is hanging on, trying to cover and carry two other units. And at some point, it falls apart. Over the course of the game, it fell apart yesterday in the third quarter.
And the thing with our pass rush, you know, James Pierce Jr. gets his sixth sack of the year. He may get to 10 by the time the season's over. So the first rounder, as much as it hurts, you're feeling good. Now, again, I don't know who the coaches will be coaching this guy in his later Falcon career, but that's one you could certainly say Fontenot and his guys got right. This guy's been a fire breather. Unfortunately, when you need to get these guys off the field, you need to develop pressure. That's seemingly when it doesn't happen. They're able to run on you. Run defense was an issue, and you talked about it. Oren just said in my ear it was 604 snaps on offense between A.J. Terrell giving up a touchdown, throwing touchdown to the man he's covering. And unfortunately, Smith and Jigba was able to just get a beat on him and just went in the crossing route and took it to the house. We already talked about Mooney. I mean, we saw that happen right in front of us. It's just when everything can go wrong, it's going wrong. Want to hear from you guys, 404-726-0929. The Falcons, where are you at today? We will get into the college football playoff. Glorious victory for the Dogs over Bama. Everybody and their uncle has a feeling about the college football playoff. Notre Dame fans are feeling it in their bag. I thought Notre Dame was an absolute joke to say we're taking our ball and we're going to go home. That's just weak sauce. Quit like a champion today, Notre Dame. Georgia had a very similar situation. They decided to kick Florida State. You know what they did? They set the tone for the next season, and they destroyed the Florida State program in that Orange Bowl victory that Kirby and his guys, because they've got a culture. Notre Dame, and I just don't understand. We'll talk more about that coming up. Start with the phones with Ken somewhere in them. Hey, Ken, you're on 92.9 The Game. What you got? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey,
man. How you guys feeling?
Good, man.
You know, weeks ago I had called, and I said, we're in a bad place. And they were like, no. Well, it's come to fruition. You know, you all kind of took the wind out of myself because I said, he's lost the team. You know, it's a different, you can tell just watching the mannerisms, the body language. You know, even if you have a job that you don't like and you get tired of it, you realize you still got a purpose. They're not playing with a purpose. They're, you know, and the special teams, you know, when a team fails on all aspects, offense, defense, special teams, that message that you're preaching has gone. And this team, you know, I don't know what it's going to take for somebody. I hate for somebody to get caught on the job, but this is a performance-based job, and your performance reeks.
Yes.
That's it.
No, you're at it, man. Look, we said this last week. I said to Coach, when we were talking about, you know, if I owned the team, you know, he wouldn't have a gig. We're all penciled in. It's something my old man said. You know, I mean, you don't take the moment you start taking yourself for granted, you're out the door. You know, that's where it's at. This is performance-based. We have to put up numbers. It's believe me. You know, how do we stay in business? We have to put numbers up, you know, week after week, quarter after quarter. That's part of our job. Let's go to John. John's in Roswell. Hey, John, you're on 92.9 The Game. How you feeling? It's about as low as we can go with this Falcons team. Where you at?
Hey, guys, love the show. Mike, I love how you keep it real and how you told Raheem that you'd fire him if you were in control of the team. That was awesome.
I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. I would never say something on the air that I wouldn't say to the man's face. I think that's just something you got to do. And not everybody does it, but that's how Carl and I try to do it. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I agree. I want to talk about accountability. Would you say the special teams unit is the worst special teams unit you've ever seen?
Yes, that I've seen as a football fan. Yeah, as a pro football fan.
Absolutely. So how does Coach Williams still have a job?
It's a question we've asked the coach every week. Now, I was asked, I don't know what happened with Ike Hilliard. Anytime I bring it up, I'm told, you don't know the story. So I don't know what went on behind the scenes, but that was a failing unit. Coach said it was performance-based. Well, there's nothing that's worse than his special teams, and that's performance-based. Marquise was inherited from the previous regime. So I'm with you. I don't get it either.
I also, Mike, just tend to believe it's the largest reason that we're having the discussion about Raheem losing the team. Because when we look at the offensive players, the defensive players, the fan base, the frustrations, the commentary and all that, it starts with the fact that you could have made a change. You could have tried to a different approach to address these problems by making that change. You didn't do it. And when those problems then creep up in a competitive situation where you're 6-6 at halftime, that's when people are like, you know what? This guy didn't make the change we already knew needed to be made, and now we're going to lose this game because of it. Right. And that's where you lose people.
And the other thing is, we're looking at Coach McDonald with Seattle. That's a guy we interviewed. That's a guy that we had in the process for whatever reason. And we've talked about, you know, Rich McKay and his involvement and whoever was in Arthur's ear, if Arthur just ultimately made the decision himself that he thought Raheem was going to somehow, you know, be better this time around. I mean, because it is interesting to see McDonald. He's done it with two quarterbacks, almost made the play. I mean, you're looking at it. That's a reclamation project with Darnold, who obviously had a pretty good year last year with the Vikings before the wheels came off. It's an unbelievable fire-breathing defense. That guy interviewed for us. We got to Sneed. Hey, man, Sneed's in Decatur where it's greater. Hey, man, you're in the game. What you got?
Dukes has it. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, man. Carl's on vacay. What you got?
Hey, man, look here. I'm going to keep it clean, man. The call screener told me so to be nice, all right? Mm-hmm. Hey, man, look. When y'all stop crying so much, I'm being honest now, stop crying and stop making excuses for the team.
By the way, enjoy this one because I'm hanging up on you. I'm not crying. I'm complaining. It's anger. I'm shouting. And we're talked about every week what's wrong with this team. It doesn't get fixed. And that's why I was like DEFCON 1 today to start the program. But I don't know who this guy's a team of. But, I mean, we're not crying. We're talking about a continuous problem that Abe just pointed out never gets fixed.
I don't understand how someone can listen to what you have said, and myself as well, the last 35 minutes, and feel like you're making excuses for this team. We have continuously, for the first two segments of this show, said change is needed. Fans are losing it. People need to be fired. The team is lost.
Right.
That's an excuse for the team?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
You know, and we talked about this before. We got to catch a break. We'll come back into the daily download. There's all sorts of fans. There's the glass half empty, the glass half full. Folks who even believe with a 1% chance to make it a playoffs, we can still make it work. So there's always levels of people that are more enthusiastic than others. But, I mean, when you lose the five games in a row, that's where the season went off the rails. And, guys, you realize the Bucks lost to the Saints yesterday down in Tampa in the rain? I mean, this division is so up for grabs. I mean, literally, 9-8 may win you this division. Think about that. I mean, it was there for the taking this year. We can't even get to 500. We'll come back, get to some of the other storylines, including the Hawks. A great individual effort, but coming up short. And then we'll get into some college, too, right here on 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Go out there and just whip Alabama, which they did. That was great.
And now the question is, at some point, do you have to do it again? Or is your path different? Well, is their path different?
Well, you may see Ole Miss again, which, I mean, the way these brackets are set up, and we're going to dive into that. That's actually story three, talking about where we go from here with Georgia sitting pretty. But, you know, having Ohio State and Georgia on the same side, don't like that.
Right.
I mean, obviously, Indiana earned that right by beating Ohio State head-to-head, so they are number one. But I was kind of hoping that maybe we'd see Ohio State, if Georgia can advance in the championship, they're going to have to knock them off in a semi like they did a couple of years ago at Mercedes-Benz, potentially.
Yeah, I'm not sure you would rather have seen Texas Tech than Ohio State, the way the Red Raiders are playing right now. So I was frustrated. If I were Georgia and Kirby Smart, I know you're not going to say this publicly, you should have been the 2 seed. Ohio State should have fallen to 3. I would have made that change just personally. But other than that, the path is the path. I never really complain about who's slate. You're always going to have to roll through someone at some time, whether it's the semis or in the finals. You potentially were always going to meet Ohio State. Just beat them one game earlier.
The thing about the college football playoff, there's things that are beyond the committee's control. The mechanism, the way it's set up, yes. Now we get a rematch of the Ole Miss-Tulane game. I've seen that. Didn't go too well for Tulane. That's in there. You know, James Madison going all the way cross-country to get whipped by Oregon. I mean, one guy said to me, what do you do if you are a fan? By the way, congratulations to Coach Mack. Kennesaw State won that bet. Yeah. Hey, that was easy money for the most part. They were in control of that game. But, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to have the James Madisons and the Kennesaw States and everybody and have a tournament? I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to spot teams like somebody from the Ivy League or whatever, like 10 points? And you're going to handicap it like it's a golf match? I mean, have the trophy for the other guys? Because, you know, yes, you have this group of five, and I get it. But you know what it is? And where this started, we were talking about this off the air. Remember when Boise State beat Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl? Remember the running back got down on one knee?
Yeah, Ian, to
the
Ian Johnson, sure.
Remember that one? That was the one. And then
Statue
Baylor,
of Liberty play.
Baylor beat, I know, Baylor, Central Florida beat Baylor. George O'Leary beat Baylor, I think, in the Fiesta Bowl. Central Florida came up to Mercedes-Benz, beat Auburn. You know, and you could argue that, you know, the old joke with SEC teams, well, now we got nothing to play for. That Auburn team looked like it. Central Florida won that game, which was the argument for, and they put up the billboard, national champion.
Yeah, and that was LSU's title that year,
yeah,
right?
And it's just, you have these precedents, but those are the outliers. And that's the thing. Yes, maybe any given Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whenever you play it, a team could perhaps have the upset. But then you've got to go through 3 more games. And if you're Tulane or James Madison, you don't have the depth, Abe, to go against a Big Ten team, a Big 12 team, or an SEC team. It's just not going to work.
Well, you're dealing with a combination of what's great about the college basketball tournament, which is a Cinderella run, but you're also dealing with a field size that's so small that you're leaving out teams that probably could compete for the title. And I think that's ultimately why you're going to see, I don't know when, Mike, but you're going to see a field size increase, because I don't think they're going to get away from giving Group of Five teams a chance. And I think we all, unless you're a fan of Oregon or of Ole Miss, I think we're all going to be rooting for that Group of Five team to win. But to your point, not at the expense of some of these other teams that potentially could compete for a title being in. And what happens in college basketball when you get the big upset? It sets up a terrible second or third round matchup. And you're just going to have to deal with that. A team gets blown out in the third round, second round. But, I mean, Mike, we've also seen that in the finals, right? I mean, Georgia beat TCU by 50-something points.
Right.
So, like, I'm not going to point fingers at an opening round blowout when I, just a couple of years ago, had a championship game blowout.
No, I know that there is an argument for those little guys because of those games you and I just talked about, but it just, we know, and that's the worst part. We've seen Tulane play Ole Miss. If you make the regular season part of the playoff, for instance, you know, Florida State.
ACC's fault that we're dealing with.
The ACC's tiebreakers were so convoluted. We understand that logic that Miami should just be in there being the highest ranked team in the ACC that had 2 losses in conference, and that's simple. It just drives you crazy that we've all the arguments for BYU, and like BYU pretty much got whipped. I'm sorry, that's a beatdown. Some would argue, well, the same should be
in Alabama.
The same, I was going to say, the same should fly for the Crimson Tide, but it doesn't because they're Alabama. They're a bigger brand, too big to fail, and I made the argument with a bunch of folks. Apologize if you saw me keep talking to folks. It was like every talking head on social media was never bringing up the Florida State defeat. That's part of your body of work. You know, Miami took that first week and beat Notre Dame. Ohio State took that first body of work that week and they beat Texas. So why somehow does that body of work matter, but Florida State losing to Florida State, Alabama losing to Florida State doesn't? I mean, I know we've devalued the regular season, but it's still part of your resume.
Yeah, and I think, and look, Bama didn't even lose a seed, right? They didn't even drop in the seeding. They were 9 going in, they lost, and they got beat bad, and they were 9 coming out.
And they probably, let's be honest, they moved them up a spot, even though they had, let's be honest, a very lackluster performance in the Iron Bowl. I know it's a 5-win Auburn team. I know it's a rivalry game, but it took some balls. That fourth down play was great. But that's whenever they had, they explained it. You know, they got Juracek, who's the Arkansas AD, who had to take over as the mouthpiece for this thing. They never communicate what they're doing properly. That's why Kirk Herbstreit said on game day, let's cancel the TV show. If you're going to put the thing out there, let people analyze it. But their breakdowns never made any sense. They were talking, well, they got off to a 17-0 lead. Oh, so now we're valuing leads in games? It's the result.
Should we tally the Falcons a win because it was 6-6 at halftime?
Right.
Is that what we're doing?
Well, that's just it. I mean, and they made things even worse. The world's smallest violin for Notre Dame. Notre Dame got by on their reputation and the power of their brand being the, you know, big in the Northeast, huge in the Midwest, the NBC billion-dollar contract. How many years did Brian Kelly's team get whipped like dogs anytime they got into those – the Alabama game in 2012. Everybody knew what they were. Now, Marcus Freeman, credit to him, Abe, did a hell of a job. Did a hell of a job last year. That was a physical team. And again, I'd like to see Notre Dame in this thing. But – unfortunately, we've got to know Tulane is in. No, James Madison is in. This thing is broken. Another excuse to go to 16, which will be happening before you know it.
The system is what the system is. We understand that. Notre Dame had a couple of things, because I do believe Notre Dame should have been in. I also believe that if Virginia had won and the ACC had a representative, Notre Dame would be in instead of Miami. I feel strongly about that. But look, you can't sit here and complain if you're Notre Dame. You have had opportunity after opportunity to join a conference. And so not having a conference title game, not having a designated schedule that is compared to common opponents and teams around you, partially your own doing. And you have to live with that. You want to sit here and tell me business-wise they're never going to join a conference because this, that, and the other, it makes sense for them. That's fine. You have to deal with the other side of it, which is you don't have a conference, you're not given a bid, you're watching from home.
And again, for so many years, it made perfect sense to be part of the Big Ten. But again, because they have their own deal, their own television contract, they don't have to do that. But that's the thing with Notre Dame. To sit there and go, well, we've been snubbed, we're going to take our ball and go home. Georgia got knocked out by the one loss in the SEC Championship 2 years ago. They played in the Orange Bowl. Florida State, despite the way they were mistreated by the committee, still played in the game. Granted, 40 guys sat it out, and it was a drubbing. But in the case of the Georgia Bulldogs, Kirby used those extra 2 weeks of practice. They come back in. They're in the college football playoff the next year. Now, ultimately, they lost to Notre Dame that year. But Georgia, they've got a culture. To me, it's the ultimate snobby and elitism nonsense why we don't like Notre Dame. Like, their stuff doesn't stink. They don't have to be in a conference. Oh, pshaw, we're not going to compete. Play like a champion today. Quit like a dog today, because that's what Notre Dame did. And by the way, dogs don't quit. My dog has no quit. No, but quit like a loser. That's what Notre Dame did. Don't want to disrespect dogs out there.
It's too much change, too much turnover roster.
Yeah.
Guys are going to sit out. Guys, if you're going to the NFL, you don't care where this team is ranked to start next year. The same reason you're not going to play the bold game, because you're focusing on other things. We got a tweet, a post earlier today, Mike, about Notre Dame should play. I was like, is it better if they play with 45 guys out? Like, is that better for you than just having a team that wants to be in it?
Gave you an example. Kirby's, they were playing for nothing. They went down there, they used the Orange Bowl to their advantage. I mean, they made a statement. That's why Kirby is now Nick Saban. Kirby is that rarefied air. I don't know if this was Marcus Freeman's idea, if it came from the collective, you know, the university, the athletic department. Either way, it's a bad look. You looked like a bunch of chumps. The system played, we got played by Notre Dame year after year, and you gave us horrible championship games, horrible bowl games. And the one time you don't get to go now, you quit? Please. That's why I never liked Notre Dame, man. It's elitism. Bunch of snobs. We'll come back, guys. We got some NFL storylines. Just when you think the Steelers are dead, they bounce back. And more of your phone calls on the Falcons. Guys, I don't know what to say, and maybe you do. 404-726-0929.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon.
Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.